This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
But he said we're starting another shiur. To the people, we just finished Avos. We just want to start again. Avos is something that should be learned constantly, because it's Pirkei Avos. These are the messages and the lessons and the instructions of the sages, of the Talmidei Chachamim, who give us the Mahalach, how to live a proper life. So now we're going to learn it with the Sefer called the Sefer of Bnei Yoina, which I heard from Avolga, that he said this is one of the Sfarim that every person should. Avolga said there's four Sfarim that every Yid has to learn in his lifetime. Ramban on Chumash, Avos with the Bnei Yoina, Sila Shisharim, and Mishneh Berurah. Sfarim that everybody has to be in their diet. They have to have in their diet. So Moshe Kibul Torah B'Sinai is the first mission of Avos, and the Rabbeinu Yoina gives us a hakdama to the why is Avos in Seder Nezikin, right? Avos is one of the Masechta of Seder Nezikin. Rabbeinu Yoina in his hakdama wants to understand it. Why is it in Seder Nezikin? And he brings the famous Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed. There the Gemara tells us that a person who wants to be a chassid, if you want to be a chassid, what should you do? The kaim mila da avos. You should mekaim mila da avos. Since we the lash of the Gemara, the kaim mila da avos. Don't say learn mila da avos. The kaim. It's not enough to learn these things, these lessons. It has to be part of our mitzias. Meaning we get become so integrated, so it becomes part of our essence, the limit of Pirkei Avos, that this is the way we function, this is the way we act, this is our natural reactions to things that go on in our lives and other people's lives have to be guided by the Ian of Pirkei Avos. And that's what the Gemara says. You want to be a chos l'kayim mila d'avos. And some people mila d'nezikin. So we said there's two different things you could do to become a chassid: learn nezikin or learn avos. So since they have that, says the Rav, since they have that connection, they're both things that bring a person to be a chassid. So therefore, they put it in safe and say in nezikin. In fact, the Rav, in fact, Rabbi Yoina. But Lamais, the Gemara says a third thing. Rav Rishikam Kain Omru, the Kain Mila de Brachos. And that's right. Because it talks about the Inyan of Brachos as Rav Aper Samur B'Seidahu. There it talks about all the Brachos, where you make on this and make on that. So Mela, we wanted to put on in the Inyan of this rhyme, because that's the things you make on those rhyme. That's one reason, says the Rabbi Yonah. And second, Shem Neshem, different Sanhedrin. So Mu B'Seid Adina V'Chein Kochoch Chacham Niskom Ad Rabbi Yochum Azay Kulam Nasanedrin. The words of the Tadoim and the ones who spoke are words of those who are shayach to the Sanhedrin. So Meila Sanhedrin is Vishua shayach to Seder Nezikin, and therefore Rabbi Yonah says it's very apropos we put it in Seder Nezikin. On that Gemara, the Mashal, the famous Mashal, says that there's three things that a person zochah to be a chassid: Zroim, Brachas, Avos, and Nezikin. He says because there's three aspects, there's three in Yonim in our Avoida. You know, Lamokoim, but it's Brachos. That helps us get a Keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Be'elam L'Chaveiroi, that's Avos. When we learn how to deal with our interaction between our people, between people, our personal, our relationships, our interpersonal relationships. And Mila the Mila Nezikin is our interpersonal relationships, how we have not to damage people. That's Mila Nezikin. And Mila Da'avos is our Amidos, which is our in Olam La'atzma. Mila Da'avos teaches us how to work with ourselves, how to become the best person we can become in order to serve Hashem properly.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.